Now, where's that fucking honey? Where did you put the, well, the honey? No, it's genuinely not here. Look. Why would you put it in the cabinet? That's where we put our mugs. Ugh, we're so chaotic. Well, it's not there either. I wanted to make some iced tea. No, it tastes completely different with sugar, and I'm positive we still have some honey left. Wait. I think I accidentally put it in the bottom drawer when I found it. Girl just spend over in peace without being so viciously attacked. You'll show me vicious. Oh, you wanna go? I can fight. I'll fight you right now. I'll whoop your ass, I swear. Hey, let go. He said let go, not throw me on the couch. No, throwing me is not letting go. Shut up, you fucking nerd. No. Did I hurt your feelings? Sounds like you really should have thought about that before you decided to be such a nerd. Hell yeah, I'm a nerd fucker. How else am I gonna get you to do my homework for me? Now, no. This is like a future investment kind of deal. If I keep telling you about my day, you're gonna pick up more and more knowledge, and before you know it, you'll be an expert, and only then will I let you touch my work. Well, actually, with your handwriting, I don't think I ever will. Why am I your girlfriend again? Yeah. How dare you not be some rich heir or something either? Like, seriously, step up your boyfriend game, mister. At least the dick is somewhat decent, I guess. Hey, you good? You know you're still the man I barely tolerate the most in the whole world, right? The way I voluntarily talk to you, I'm basically obsessed. No, come on, what's up? I only see that awkward fake smile when I talk to you about zodiac signs. Did I say something? I was just being silly, you know that, right? No, because it's not nothing. I'm not stupid. If I fucked up or crossed a line, you gotta tell me, dude. Babe, what the fuck? You know I love having sex with you. Literally more than anything in this world. Like, it's legit ranked one. Randomly win 10 million bucks from a lottery ticket I found on the ground. Or two, have sex with you. Ladies and gentlemen, he's smiling. We got a breakthrough. It took some dedication, but scientists have finally been able to do it after literal seconds worth of hard work and dedication. The blood, sweat, and tears put into this project are finally coming to fruition. What a day. Hey, I can push you too, bitch. Don't think I won't just because you're like 20 times stronger than me. So, like, is that something you think about? The sex thing? Ugh, no, I know, but I just want to know if you're all good, you know? No, you're not. Man, shut the fuck up. It's not silly to be upset. If I said something that upset you, I fucked up, not you. You're not a bad boyfriend for feeling shit. Dude, I don't care if it's not the fucking holographic Charizard of insecurities. It doesn't make you basic to be insecure about something other people are insecure about. Like, who are you, the fucking insecurity police? Self-doubt sheriff? Timidity task force? Precarious displaint? Then tell me. No, of course I won't joke about it. No, I'm for real. I'd never make fun of something that I know you're insecure about. You know that. I never want to do anything to hurt or upset you, ever. As I said, you're literally the only man I can tolerate to be around, so. No, I hate all of my friends. Every single one of them. Yep, never liked them. I actively despise them, in fact. You got me. Hey, stop shifting the conversation, you asshole. Yeah. Laugh it up, why don't you? Now confess. You can trust me, baby. Yeah. Okay. No, that wasn't a judgmental okay. I swear it was like a I'm listening okay. I promise. Please, go on. Your dick? But why? I love your dick. You're afraid that it's small. But why? No, like, why would it matter? Because I consider your dick to be small, or like, on the smaller side, and I'm genuinely fucking obsessed with it. Yeah, I think it's small, but you need to get it out of your head that small somehow means bad. And I know it's really hard to do that when that's literally drilled into your mind by everyone, but listen to me, I love your cock. And I don't love it despite being small, nor do I love it because it's small. I just love it. To me, it's perfection itself. It's pleasure. Every time I look at it, I see all the pleasure it brought me. All the amazing orgasms and the even more amazing man attached to it. You can't compare your dick with other dicks, bigger or smaller, because no matter what they look like, no matter how big or small or thick or thin or whatever the fuck they are, no dick will ever make me feel like yours feels. And I'm not just saying that. I know it. First of all, we're not in a first year psych class, so I don't know why we're over here doing thought experiments and all that shit, but if you specifically had a bigger dick, it wouldn't really make anything better. It's not like penetration is automatically going to be better with a bigger dick. It could be worse, it could be the same, but down the line, it doesn't really matter because I chose you. This non-hypothetical version of you. The entire non-hypothetical version of you, including the non-hypothetical dick and every centimeter of or lack thereof. And it feels fucking good as shit. Honey, if you're ever curious about reaching some deep spot in me or something, couldn't you just use a toy? You're still the one giving me the pleasure, you know me? Are you gonna give you your keyboard your degree because you used it to type all of your papers throughout university? Exactly. Man, I should become a fucking lawyer. Look, I know insecurities are insecurities, and by default they don't make sense and they're not really connected to any real logic, but just stop looking at it from a size perspective. It's about making the person you're with feel good, right? So if the person you're with feels good, your dick is doing a good job. And that's the thing. whenever women talk about, you know, big dicks, they're really just talking about the pleasure they think a bigger dick is going to give them. But that doesn't always happen. For some women, bigger dicks feel better. For other women, bigger dicks feel worse. You have a small dick, sure. But it is giving me all the pleasure that I, along with every other person that wants to have sex, am looking for. You and your dick provide everything I want, along with eating pussy and fingering and all that goodness, of course. If you think you can now just penetrate me and leave it at that for the rest of our lives, you are wrong. I know. Amazing, right? Talking about shit can work. Look, I get it, all right. It's not like insecurities all of a sudden magically appears after you get reassurance. Hell, you should know after all those times I talked to you about mine. But it does feel good to get the reassurance and to hear the way your partner thinks about this kind of stuff. When I'm insecure, I like to think about all the nice things you say to me. And while it doesn't make the insecurity go away, it does make me feel better. And I hope you'll do the same for you. In fact, I'm going to record a bunch of audio messages where I gush about your dick as soon as I come home tomorrow. And no, I did not mean that figuratively. I'm literally going to think about your dick and masturbate until I fucking soak this mattress. This might also be a good time to tell you it's your turn to do laundry. Does that sound good? It does? Wow. I'm surprised. I thought you'd hate to get free audio porn from your girlfriend. I'm glad that we got that sorted out. I'm really happy that you opened up to me, sweetheart. But now, I'm gonna need you to look into my eyes. This is a look of a woman that is starved, deprived even, perhaps even robbed of, well, your dick. I've literally been talking about your dick this whole time and being all nice and assure you of your feelings, but I just really want to get fucking dick down, so good. You have no idea how hard it is for me to talk about your dick without immediately trying to fuck the living shit out of you. I deserve a medal or something. Take it out, I swear to God, I'm gonna go feral. Okay, you're looking real dumb over there with your confident little smirk because you really thought that making me suck at first was gonna be, what, some form of punishment for me? Sucking your cock is a reward, you idiot. Nuh-uh, too late, no take backs. Down with those pants, my guy. Wow, that's your dick? It's way too small. No, I'm kidding. Oh my God, I'm joking. That was mean. I'm sorry. I am an asshole. Will you punish me for it? Trick you into getting so mad so you'd be rough with you? I most certainly did. That's it. Shove me on my fucking knees. Are you gonna make me take it like a good little whore? Oh no, I totally hate that. Please, pretty please, be gentle with me. No, I look good like this, baby. I admit I look so slutty looking up at you with my mouth around your cock. I love being your little slut. Your pretty little cock whore. Always ready to fuck and suck and lick and kiss. The tip. Making out with your cock is one of my favorite things in the world. You know that? I love the way your body keeps instinctively trying to thrust into my warm, wet mouth. You should hold me in place so your body gets the wet little fuckhole it deserves, darling. And love your dick so much. Sweetheart. Can I please use my other hand to rub my pussy? I'll make such pretty moves around your cock for you. The vibration will feel so good. I promise. Thank you, babe. So good. Fuck. I'm sucked just from sucking your cock. I can't wait to have you inside my pussy. Yeah, I want it really bad. No, I don't want to stop sucking. Can you just clone yourself or something? Use that nerd brain of yours for good, you know? Fine. Oh. I forgot to stop sucking. Sorry. Oh. Sorry, I forgot again. Your cup tastes so good. Are you gonna punish me for not stopping? What do you mean? I literally never say that. I don't ask you to punish me. I do bad things and I remind you that I should be punished. I know how forgetful you can be. I'm just helping. You know? You're so right, baby. I'm forgetful too for forgetting my fucking place. What are you gonna do about it? Oh my god, I'm getting carried to the bedroom. I feel like such a princess. No, I don't want to be fucked like one. I want to be fucked like a whore, a cheap fucking whore, please. Love your dick. Shit. Caught me so good, baby. I'm shaky. Of course my legs are locked. I'm not fucking letting go until you breathe the shit out of me. Do you like the way I look when you fuck me like a dirty slut? Tell me I look pretty, please. I want to look good for you as I take your gorgeous car. You deserve the best looking fuck toy, baby. You like the way my tits bounce with every thrust? You like the way my back arches when you hit that spot just right? Your cock looks so good sliding in and out of my pussy like that. Every time it slams, I just get butterflies. I do. Baby, can I come for you? Pretty, please. Please, I've been so good. Okay, I've not. I've disobeyed every order you've given me, but still, I really want to come. You're so mean to me, making me beg. Please, let me come. on your amazing cough. I want to come so bad. You make me feel so good, please. Come, you're fucking me so good. Please, I'll do anything to come. I'll be a good girl, I promise. Yeah. Oh. Yes. Fuck. Keep going. Don't slow down. Well, you shouldn't have trusted me. I'm not unlocking my legs. You're gonna fucking cream pie me. I'm not letting go until you spray fat fucking loaded to me. I don't care that you want to come on my face. This cock belongs in my pussy. Do it. Your cock deserves to be my pretty little guy. Fill me up, baby. God, your cock even sounds good when you're pounding to me. I'm gonna fucking come again. I'm so fucking yours. I'm a fucking whore for your dick. No, breathe me. Fucking breathe me. Dude. Fuck, I love your cock so much. Please come with me. I love your cock. Come with me. I love your cock. Come with me. I love your fucking cock. To me. Me fucking take your cum like a good whore. Fuck. Holy shit, that was amazing. Why? Oh yeah? I'll unlock my legs. Wait, I wanna see your cock coming out. Fuck, it looks so good covered in powder cum. That little bastard is responsible for my legs not working and my pussy acting like Niagara Falls. I love your cock so much. Don't worry, I love you almost as much. Babe, could you draw me a bath and carry me to the bathroom? I wasn't joking about my legs not working. My legs and my pussy are still fucking quaking after that second orgasm. Your dick is worth not being able to properly walk for a bit, so, babe. After that bath, I'm gonna make us that iced tea, but once I make it, it has to cool for a few hours, and I was thinking maybe in the meantime you and I could have some fun with that massage oil you bought. Huh? Get your little slut all shiny and pretty for you. Does that sound good? I thought so too. What do you mean? Oh yeah, sure, you just fucked the attitude right out of me. Look, just because you might fuck me ridiculously good doesn't mean you're gonna be safe from my roasts. I just need to recharge, okay? I just hope you're not as good as massaging as you are at drawing baths, because you've legit just been standing here staring at my sweaty, cum-filled body. Like, I get that I'm super hot, but I'm gonna need you to not be so obsessed with me. And get your ass to the bathroom. Shoot.